Now, the traffic in postcards is no doubt extremely high at the moment, given the season that's in it. But the Czech Postal Service is currently experiencing a huge increase in another form of post, goods bought from the United States via the internet. With the Czech crown stronger than ever before and the US dollar very weak, Czechs are making far more purchases in this way than they did just 1 year ago. Rosie Johnston has the story.
Česká pošta is being inundated by parcels arriving from the United States. The Postal Service has handled over 120,000 packages arriving from the States in the first 6 months of this year alone. That's up from 70,000 during the same period last year. Ivo Mravinac is a spokesperson for Czech Post. He thinks the glut of incoming packages is down purely to economics.
The dollar has taken a big hit against the crown. And Czechs have done two things. One, they've become increasingly interested in internet shopping. And two, they've realized that they can make big savings buying foreign goods, especially from the US. And this has had a knock-on effect on the number of parcels we're receiving from America. In May 2007, we received 4,900 parcels from America. In May 2008, that number was up to 7,500.
Couriers such as DHL and UPS back up Mr. Mravinac's statistics. DHL says it's experienced a 99% rise in the number of American parcels it handles here. Česká pošta is in the same boat, and how's it handling the rise?
Česká pošta z toho může mít radost, protože to představuje business.
Of course, the Czech Postal Service is happy with this rise, because it means an upturn in business, which is always good. But there's one small complication, because this post isn't being sent from within the Czech Republic. It isn't even being sent from inside the European Union. And so this means that customs officials have to monitor the parcels arriving, and we're completely dependent upon them. We have to work in accordance with them.
And what exactly are Czechs buying from the United States? Again, here's Ivo Mravinac.
That's a perilous question. You know that according to the law, we aren't allowed to know what's in the parcels we're delivering. Our job is just to deliver the parcels, not to open them. But of course, we do know what's in the parcels, because we're informed by customs officers what's coming into the country. And the majority of Czechs are buying electronic goods from the US.
So next time you see a Czech wielding a smart new digital camera or an MP3 player, the chances are higher than ever that it came par avion.
Thanks, Rosie. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague with myself.